A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At a time when everyone was full of admiration for all he did, Jesus said to his disciples, "For your part, you must have these words constantly in your mind. The Son of Man is going to be handed over into the power of human beings." But they did not understand him when he said this. It was hidden from them, so that they should not see the meaning of it. And they were afraid to ask him about it, what he had just said. The Gospel of the Lord. When I was a young professor sister, we had a Jesuit priest as a retreat director for our group one summer. It was an impressive retreat, and to this day, almost 50 years later, I still remember some of what he said that helped me over the years to shape a personal and mature spirituality. In each conference, he spoke about Jesus and drawing close to Jesus. But a big part of his spiritual direction was urging us to recognize and embrace the cross, for without it, we would not know Jesus. Somehow, he made it clear that we didn't have to be afraid to look at the cross. I can't say that this was new information. Surely, my formation directors would have said similar things. However, back then, I must have had a grace-filled, teachable moment to be able to understand what this meant, for it has stayed with me. I think this is what Jesus is saying to his friends in today's gospel reading. He's saying, "You have seen God's power in me. You've seen the miracles. You've seen my popularity with the people. But if you want to be my faithful friend, know also that you shall see my powerlessness in the face of evil. Don't be scared off by the suffering. I will show you the way to bring redemption." It says that they were afraid to ask him anything more. I think they needed time, just as I did, a teachable moment, to embrace it all. If one lives long enough, the normal flow of life includes plenty of death, grief, ill health, depression, and discouragements of all kinds. The suffering in our lives. Although I have to admit I have never known intense, ongoing, agonizing personal suffering as so many people have. Jesus shows us how to accept what we cannot change and to do it without bitterness to bring redemption. More than that, through grace, I have gradually been able to see and, more importantly, be disturbed by the cross that is borne by my sisters and brothers, the body of Christ. I can never turn a blind eye to the unspeakable suffering of men, women, and children throughout the world. Just as Jesus tried mightily to relieve the pain and suffering wherever he found it, so too it is what we must attempt to do. We have the privilege of bringing redemption to this weary world of ours in whatever way we can. It is a commitment I try to renew at each Eucharist. I come up, I extend my hand. The words, "Body of Christ," I say, "Amen." The words, "Blood of Christ," I say, "Amen."